I take the path through the willows again. The majestic branches fan out over my head, and I walk through the cocoon of them, lost in thought. What plan does the Order have for me? Could they have killed Wilhelmina Wyatt to silence her? And if so, what secret did she hold that was worth murdering for? How can I help govern the realms when the very people who would form my alliance do not trust one another? Even the promise of seeing Pip and the others in the Borderlands doesn't soothe me just now. They will not want to hear of my troubles. They'll want to dance, to play merry games, to make ball gowns from thin air and capes from threadbare tapestries. And when Felicity and Pip are together, it is as if the rest of us do not exist. Their friendship is exclusive. I am envious of their closeness, and I hate myself for it. I cannot decide which is worse, the envy or the small, petty way it makes me feel inside. A little dust storm kicks up along the road. It is followed by a galloping sound. My heart quickens. It's gaining fast, and I cannot possibly outrun it this time. I try to squeeze between the willows, but there is not enough room. Magic. But what? Cloak myself. What? Can't think. Illusion. An illusion. But what? Look about, Gemma. What is here? Road. Sky. Dust. Willow. A willow tree. He's getting closer. Let go of the fear. Let go. Let go. I feel the magic working within me, and I can only hope it has obeyed. When I look at my hands, they appear as branches. I've done it. I've masked myself. The rider slows to a trot and then stops altogether. I can scarcely breathe for my fear. It's Amar. He wears a cape of animal skins. The animal's eyes still move within it, and a helmet made of human skulls. His eyes are black holes, and I bite back a scream. Don't lose your purpose, Gemma. Calm, calm. The horse is an unearthly thing, with eyes like Pip's have been at times. It snorts and bares its teeth while Amar searches the path.
I know you are here, he calls. I smell your power, your innocence.
My heart beats faster than I am certain it can bear. A crow flies from tree to tree, and I fear it shall find me out. It flies instead to Amar and settles on his shoulder.
The time nears. Beware the birth of May.
He kicks the horse's flanks and rides off in a cloud of dust. I stay hidden for a full count of 100, and then I run hard and fast for the Borderlands. I want to tell them about Cersei, but I'm afraid. How can I possibly confess that she is still alive, that I've gone to her for counsel, that I've given her magic? I'm ill when I think of what I've done, of the risk I've taken. And for what? Rubbish. Admonitions to search my dark corners as if she weren't the most evil soul I've ever met. Once I reach the castle and see my friends laughing and playing a game of catch, I'm cheered considerably. It was a mistake seeing Cersei, and one I'll not make again. I won't go back until it is time to return the magic and make the alliance, the day she'll be gone from our world forever.